Speedway podcast series is a production of Seekonk Speedway and Sousa Media. For more information on Sousa Media, visit kylesousa.com. And for more information on Seekonk Speedway, visit seekonkspeedway.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Seekonk Speedway podcast series here as we take a look back at some of the racing at the Third Mile recently. I want to welcome everybody back into the podcast. And, man, good weekend of racing. I guess a good day of racing. Mother Nature interrupting our program for the first time on the Fast Friday slate. June 9th postponed due to weather. Really canceled due to weather. Unfortunate. You know, had some showers come through the area and... just wasn't working out. So, unfortunately, Mother Nature kind of hindering our parade there on Friday, June 9th. We were able to run, though, for Saturday, June 10th as the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour returned to Seekonk Speedway for the first time in many, many years since 2019. And excited to talk about that here with you on the podcast this week. A little bit shorter of a podcast since we only had that one night, but did want to touch on what happened there and also preview some of the racing that's coming up here this coming weekend. Triple header of racing on June 16, 17, and 18, headlined by the, of course, Everett's Auto Parts Triple Crown Series on both Friday and Saturday night. A couple of races there. And we also, of course, have the Monster Trucks in town on Father's Day. So again, a little bit shorter edition of the podcast here, but wanted to touch base on everything that's going on and make sure everybody's informed on Third Mile Racing here in 2023 at Seekonk Speedway. I mentioned Saturday night, we had the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour in town. I'll get to that race in a second. We did have three support divisions, our regular NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series. Saturday night divisions were on hand. The only division that was off was the Pro Stock division. Of course, they get the time off when the Modifieds are in town. And some select other events they get off throughout the season. So the Pro Stock's able to sit home. Given that, the Pro Stocks have not run in a month. And with Saturday night coming up on the 17th, it's literally going to be over a month since the Pro Stocks have hit the track. They are back this week with a 60-lap race in round one of their Triple Crown. But, yeah, been a while since we've seen the stars of the Pro Stock division. In action on Saturday night, June 10th, we had the Chaz's Auto Body Sport Trucks, the Helger's South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman, and the Late Model division. All three of those races were Triple Crown events. And that means extra distance, extra laps on the line. And we'll start off with the Sport Trucks. 35 laps, round one of their Everett's Auto Parts Triple Crown. And really a very competitive race up at the front of the field. Couple of new challengers racing up at the front. And when it was all said and done after 35 laps, Jake Veneta takes down his second straight win in the Sport Trucks. Now, the Trucks hadn't raced in a couple weeks due to Mother Nature as well. And, man, they returned with a vengeance. This race, really the story early of Mike Caballero. Leads the first 20 or so laps of the race and had a comfortable advantage at the front of the field. I kind of felt like it was Mike Caballero's race to lose, certainly in this one. And unfortunately for him, some gremlins struck. He's had some real gremlins with that truck here to kick off 2023. He's in the lead. The truck shuts off all of a sudden. And he loses the lead, has to pit. And is not able to finish the main event. Something is going on in that truck, either electrically, mechanically. Something is shutting that truck off. Obviously, he's working very hard to figure it out. Very frustrating, I'm sure, for him to be leading on Saturday night with a comfortable advantage. And the truck shuts off again. So, unfortunate, but Mike not able to finish the race. He is in the pit area, and that gives the lead over to battle between Bobby Tripp and Darrell Church. They went side by side, wheel to wheel for a little bit. And shortly after, it's Veneta, who comes from middle of the pack, charges up the inside lane, restarts third, and gets the lead. And that is it. Veneta rolls, second straight win for him, 2 out of 3 in 2023 for Veneta. Defending champion Rick Martin finished in second, another strong run of the podium for him. Mike Duart was third. That means Martin and Duart have been podium in both races, actually all three races. Rick Martin and Mike Duart have been on the podium. So good start to the season for both of those drivers. Tripp had a good run. You know, really when you look at what Bobby Tripp was able to do on Saturday night, his best run in the three races so far, no doubt about it. He gets a nice solid third place finish in this one. And of course, behind him, you've got fifth place Brittany Campbell, our opening day winner, has a good run after winning on opening day. didn't struggle in the second race, had a decent run. But in the third race of the season, she gets a nice solid top five finish to get back on track for her. Sixth was Darryl Church. As I mentioned earlier, he had a good run going. Amy Arsenal finished in seventh. Ethan Heilborn was eighth. Tom Scully the third, finishing in ninth. And rounding out the top 10 was Marissa Morgan. So Jake Veneta, 2 out of 3. The only other truck winner is Brittany Campbell. We will see. I think Rick Martin and Mike Duart are probably going to get to victory lane here before long, given the way they've run. Trucks will be back on track Saturday night, June 17th, for 25 laps. Second race on the night, feature-wise, was the late model division, and it was a dominating performance in the second half by Luke LeBrun, a former Nick's Pit Stop Legend Cars champion, takes over the top spot in the middle portion of the race and drives away to glory to pick up his first win of the season in the late model main event. That car has been very fast right off the truck this year. A lot of work, I know, going into and over the winter. Jimmy Kuhn helping out there a little bit, along with Eric LeBrun and the family. And very impressive performance on Saturday. Started in the middle of the pack, chased his way to the front, and passed Corey Fanning for the lead on lap 28 after they went back and forth for a little bit at the top of the field. And LeBrun taking down the feature win. Quick race, 45 laps, only 14 minutes for the late models. Not a lot of carnage going on in this one. Corey Fanning finished in second, a former sportsman champion here at Seekonk Speedway. A good run for him. His best finish in the late model at Seekonk, no doubt about it. Mark Jennison finished in third, of course, the defending champion in the late model division. And Jennison off to a good start so far in 2023 as well. Three races, three podium finishes in the late model division for Mark Jennison. That is a very impressive feat to be able to pull off. And he was able to do it again on Saturday night, getting up there in the podium and finishing in the third spot. Fourth was Vinny Venegato, former champion. He and Jacob Burns kind of stole the show as entertainment in this one, racing for the fourth position. They went side by side, crossing each other over for many, many laps at the finish. But it was a Renegado in fourth and Burns in fifth. Billy Goodrow finished in sixth. Scott Sivadinsky Jr. finished in seventh. Charlie Rose was eighth. Chase Belter and Nathan Tracy rounding out the top ten. 15 car field in this one. Tyler Tomasi had some problems early after some contact with Charlie Rose and finished back in 13th. Connor Souza was 11th and Mike Duart 14th, running in the late models and the trucks on Saturday night. A little bit of double duty there for him. Next on the track, feature-wise, was, of course, the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour. They returned to Seekonk Speedway for the first time since 2019. 20 cars on hand to take the green flag in the Seekonk 150. And when it came down to the final few laps, it was a very, 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 very dominating performance in this one by Money Matt Hirschman. Matt Hirschman is known for winning just about everywhere, if you're not familiar with the Modifieds. To me, he is considered the Dave Darling of Seekonk Speedway, but on the Modifieds. Wins often, wins championships, wins races constantly, and he did it on Saturday night, leading all 150 laps from the pole. Oddly enough, the new pavement in the corners, the preferred groove in this race was the outside lane for the Modifieds. I don't think that's something I expected. Probably not anybody expected it, really. But they put on a good show, of course, the Seekonk 150. If you missed that race, you can catch it in Rewind on flowracing.tv. They did a great broadcast there. Joe Koss in the booth for that one, along with Ben Dodge joining us for that event. And Hirschman picked up the win. Doug Kobe was second. Ronnie Silk third. Justin Bonsignor finished in the fourth spot. And Anthony Cecily was fifth. Those five cars were the only five on the lead lap at the end of 150 laps. At one point, there was only three on the lead lap. Again, dominating performance by Matt Hirschman. Really a big butt kicking in the Seekonk 150. Nice to have the tour back in town. Sixth was J.B. Fortin. Seventh, John McKennedy. Austin Beers was eighth. Kyle Bonsignor and Anthony Nocella rounded out the top 10. Seekonk name in this one, Jake Johnson, former Legend Car champion, 19th in this one. Had a issue at the beginning and really not able to recover. Finished 36 laps down in the Bowler Racing entry. That's it for the modified tour at Seekonk in 2023. Obviously, they will be back, I am sure, next year, as long as we can get that scheduled out with them. And we have the Modifieds again in town coming up on Open Wheel Wednesday on Wednesday, June 28th. Open style racing with the Monaco Modifieds. So you can see the Modifieds once again here in a couple weeks on a Wednesday night. Only other feature event to discuss here as part of the recap portion of this podcast would be the Hugger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman, and arguably the best feature of Saturday night. You know, if anybody wants to argue with it that it wasn't, God bless them. Great race here in the Sportsman. Two former champions duking it out for the lead side by side. Chad Baxter and Craig Bianca. Of course, the two most recent champions in this division. But it wasn't Craig racing Chad for the win. Instead, it was another driver that's a former champion from years ago, Steve Axon. And Axon used the outside lane, racing Baxter side-by-side for many, many laps. And in the end, it was Chad Baxter down low, Steve Axon up high as they came to the checkered flag. And it was Axon picking up the win, 72 hundredths of a second. And a very, very close race here between these two in round one of their Triple Crown. Chad finished in second, inches behind. Adam Petty was third. Adam's got three podiums in three races in the Sportsman. Something to follow there. He struggled over the years with consistency, and not struggling with it so far here in 2023. Finished a nice third place finish there for him. Colby Lambert was fourth, and Randy Moretti rounding out the top five. Ed Perry, Chris Gomes, Ryan Lynham, Craig Bianca, and Don Perry rounding out the top 10. Of course, the Sportsman ran after the Wheeler Modified Tour, so a slick track for them with the Hoosier rubber on it, and put on a phenomenal show racing for the win between those two drivers, wheel to wheel, side by side. If you missed that race, you can watch it online, YouTube, Seekonk Speedway. Definitely encourage that. That was one heck of a barn burner, and certainly to me the best race of Saturday night. Four good races though overall. Again, congratulations, your truck winner, Jake Veneta, two in a row. Steve Axon, two in a row, and the Sportsman, Luke Lebrun, picked up the win in the weight models. All three of those events were Triple Crown races. So we will see how the next Triple Crown events go coming up as we start that here in a couple of weeks. And again, congratulations to Matt Hirschman as well, winning the Seekonk 150 for the Wheeler Modified Tour in a dominating performance. That's it for the recap edition of the podcast. A little bit shorter, as I mentioned this week, with only one racing day in the books. I'm going to take a quick break on the podcast, and then when I come back, we are going to preview the upcoming racing. Three-day triple header, June 17th on Saturday. I guess I should start chronological order. 16, 17, and 18, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 3 days, three race days. I'll get you up to speed on all that, how you get your tickets, and where you can find the information you need right around the turn on this week's edition of the Seekonk Speedway Race Day Rewind Podcast. Final segment of this week's edition of the Seekonk Speedway Race Day Rewind Podcast Series. We just recapped all the action from Saturday night, June the 10th. Again, Fast Friday on June 9th, raining out. So looks like we'll be back in action here on Friday coming up this week. And that's why I'm going to take this opportunity to kind of preview on what's coming up here in the next couple of weeks at Seekonk Speedway. Let's start off with Friday night, June 16th. The Fast Friday Series is back on the track, five divisions strong, two Everett's Auto Parts Triple Crown Series races. On this night, we will have the Everett's Auto Parts Triple Crown for the Sport 4 division, 30 laps. That is a move from their rainout last week. And we will have the Everett's Auto Parts Triple Crown for the Helgers South Coast Parkway Pure Stocks. And of course, that is also coming up for 30 laps on June 16th. We will have the racing action as well for the Seekonk Grand Prix. That's the word I was looking for. The Seekonk Grand Prix Bandoleros and the Bandits and the Outlaws. Two 15-lap main events scheduled there for each of them. Should be an exciting one for both of those. We've had some great racing in the Bandoleros early this season. And we will also have the Knicks Pit Stop Legend Cars in action. 25 laps on tap for them. Five division card coming up on Fast Friday. That is, again, June 16th. Fast Friday racing, if you're new to Fast Friday, begins with features at 7 p.m. We do not have heat races. There is a timed qualifying session that sets the lineups. 7 p.m. starts the racing. Friday night, June 16th. Tickets are $10 online in advance at SeekonkSpeedway.com or $13 at the gate on race day. It's going to be a common tradition again in 2023. If you buy your tickets ahead, you save money. If you buy them the day of, you pay a couple dollars more. So definitely go buy your tickets ahead. That goes for all events at Seekonk Speedway. We offer that, buying your tickets ahead. So keep that in mind as the 2023 season rolls along. Saturday night, June 16th, 17th. Man, my dates are all messed up today. Let me just say that again. Friday night's June 16th. Saturday, June 17th. Sunday, June 18th. Hopefully you get that straight. Saturday night, the NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Racing Series divisions return. Four division card, the Pro Stocks, the Late Models, the Sportsman, and the Sport Trucks. The Pro Stocks are in round one of their Everett's Auto Parts Triple Crown. Two races in the books for them only this year due to Mother Nature. Winners include Dylan Estrella and Mike Brightman. Mark Jennison on the podium as the defending champion in both of those races. Rick Martin also up front early in the season. Been a while since we've seen the Pro Stocks. Excited to see them get back underway. Names like Estrella, Jennison, Rick Martin, Tommy Adams, Mike Brightman, Tom Scully Jr., Dick Benoit, Colby Fournier, Kenny Spencer, and many more will be on the track for 60 laps in round one of their Everett's Auto Parts Triple Crown. The Late Models, Sportsman, and Trucks are also in action. We will have the Everett's Auto Parts Triple Crown Series events coming up over the next couple of weeks on Saturday as we roll into the summer. Of course, this week it's the Pro Stocks. The Sport Trucks are going to be back on that Triple Crown swing here in a week or so on the 24th. So you can find that full schedule of the Triple Crown online as well. 25 laps for the Sportsman, 25 for the Trucks, and 30 for the Late Models coming up on Saturday night. That is the story for Saturday racing. Tickets $15 in advance online, $18 at the gate on the day of the race. You can find those tickets again at SeaconSpeedway.com and find our race weekend preview for the action as well on SeaconSpeedway.com. Sunday. We are also back in racing action with the Monster Trucks. Their first of two appearances at Seacock Speedway in 2023. Monster Trucks include Stinger Unleashed, Shockwave, many, many more trucks. You can also expect to see Beware, Aftershock, Cold-Blooded, Aggravated Assault, and so many more. This is a big race with the Monster Trucks coming into town. 2 o'clock on Father's Day, action begins. The Monster Truck rides are available for an added cost from 11:30 to 1. We will also have a free pit party from 11:30 to 1:30 where the fans can see the Monster Trucks and the spectator drags. This is a big show. Bring your dads out. Bring the kids out on Sunday afternoon. $25 in advance for the tickets. $30 for the day of if you buy them at the gate. Youth are 6 to 12. Age group there is $12 in advance, $15 day of the show. Kids 5 and under and parking are free. Again, 2 points of note there. The pit party for free, 11:30 to 1:30, where the kids and everybody can see the Monster Trucks and the drags up front. And also the Monster Truck rides going on from 11:30 to 1 o'clock with an added cost. Come on in, see us at the Midway. We'll get you hooked up with that if you're interested in Sunday afternoon's program. 2 o'clock for the Monster Trucks at Seacock Speedway this weekend. Saturday night is also Youth Sports Night and Military Night, two big nights combined in one given the rain out in May. Of course, all youth sports teams are encouraged to join us for this one, as well as Military Night, giving all of us, the teams, the fans, the staff, everybody a chance to honor those who have been lost serving our country and also those who continue to serve overseas in our military, our Navy, and all those branches as well. So, 3 days of racing, a triple header coming up June 16th, 17th, and 18th at Seekonk Speedway. Again, buy all your tickets online, SeekonkSpeedway.com. Suggest you do that. They're a little bit cheaper, and you get in earlier. That's another big thing. The gates open a half hour earlier or so for those that have purchased the tickets in advance. Like for the Monster Truck Show on Sunday, 11:30 for the people that have their tickets ahead, 12 o'clock for those that buy it the day of. A lot going on here in 3 days. You can find all that information at SeaconkSpeedway.com right on the homepage. There's a ton of information there, including a link to the tickets, a link to the schedules, and everything else you need to know. Thanks for listening to the Seacock Speedway podcast series. Again, a little bit shorter edition, a little jumbled here, but worth getting everybody up to speed on what's going on in 2023 at Seacock Speedway. My name is Kyle Souza, the owner of Souza Media. Thanks to Ed St. Germain for pushing the buttons behind the scene. We appreciate everybody for listening, and we will chat with you again next for another edition of the Race Day Rewind podcast series at Seacock Speedway. So long now.